welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. We come your way every Sunday, 7 a.m. and p.m. We come here also on Monday mornings at 1 a.m. We stream live at richarddugan.com, the radio shows page, and we archive these programs at that same location, richarddugan.com, the radio shows page. And we also link to our guests, including today's guest, as always. But also, we are in celebration today. Celebration of our 9th year on the air with Tell Me Your Story. Very excited about that. And to that end, also very excited about the fact that we are going to have on the program David Hawthorne. David Hawthorne was my very first guest on this program when it was airing on another station in the Santa Barbara area, but also streaming live on my website, is also archived. David Hawthorne has a website. It's astroview.com. It's astroview.com. Now, just to set this up, obviously, it's either 7 a.m. or p.m. on a Sunday, or it's 1 a.m. Monday morning. And so we're not actually taking calls. We did this program the day before my 56th birthday, June 25th, 2016. And we had people call in from different parts of the country. We encouraged people to call in at that time. Now, if you're listening to this program, then you're going to hear these readings and you're going to hear the responses from the folks who called in and their reactions to what David tells them about their lives based upon the Vedic astrological process. And we encourage you to listen closely. If you want more information, you can go to astroview.com. David's email address is david@astroview.com. And of course, we are linked to his website. So we encourage you to check out astroview.com. I've had readings by him over the many years that we have known each other. It feels like maybe 15, possibly 20 years. I can't even remember off the top of my head the first time, but it was when I was still living in Phoenix and I met him. And of course, both my wife, Amrita, and I, we've had readings and we've purchased the little pendant that he talks about, the Kavach, which is containing various engraved numbers. This is done back in India, and we purchased these, like I said, 15 or 20 years ago, and I've been wearing it ever since. Very excited about how it, what role it plays. So we encourage you to stay tuned, listen, enjoy, and if you want to get a hold of David, again, astroview.com or david@astroview.com. So please check it out and enjoy the program and enjoy our 9th anniversary program. It's 9 years that we've been on the air. I'm very excited about that. So stay tuned. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We are celebrating 9 years on the air, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. All right, David, we have a caller on the line, Terry, and she is with us. Terry, welcome to Tell Me Your Story.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call.
And David, it's all yours.
Okay, namaste. This is David Hawthorne at astroview.com.
Namaste, David.
Hi, we're going to do a Vedic astrology reading here for Terry. I am using your birth data that was given to me a moment ago.
Okay.
So now we are using Vedic astrology from India and the sidereal zodiac, which is 23 degrees earlier than the tropical zodiac used by Western astrologers. So set aside your Western information for the time being. This gives you what is known as Scorpio rising sign. It is the 8th sign of the zodiac. It is a fixed sign, and it relates to the 8th house. Therefore, it is connected with research, language, mystical experiences, occult knowledge. These people are very private, mysterious, intelligent, independent. Now, there are 5 planets that will never cause harm for your chart, and I would recommend that you strengthen any or all of these planets with color therapy or gemstone therapy in order to have those planets help you, support you a little bit more. So the 5 favorable planets are Sun, Mercury, Saturn, Moon, and Jupiter. Those 5 planets will never cause harm. It is safe and favorable for you to wear a ruby, an emerald, a blue sapphire, a pearl, and a yellow sapphire. Now, if this was my chart, I would recommend the ruby gemstone. Your other planets are in pretty good strength here. You have what is known as a 5-9 relationship with your sun and moon. You have a lot of pitta, a lot of fire. Sun and Mercury are in Sagittarius, that's a fire sign, and Moon and Jupiter are in Leo, a fire sign. So now you do have Sun and Sagittarius both in Vedic astrology and in Western astrology. So that means you are a do-gooder. You see the glasses half full, not half empty. You're optimistic. You give your shirt off your back to people. Many people will come to you for advice. And if people listen to you, you will feel loved. If you're in an environment where people are not listening to you, not taking your advice, it's probably time to move on. In your 10th house, you have Jupiter Moon, and this conjunction is quite beautiful. This is actually in India called the Gajakasara Yoga. It's the symbol of aristocracy, and this takes place in your house of profession and career. So Moon in the 10th house of career says you have public favor. You can work with hotels, restaurants, import, export, teaching, entertainment, social work, psychology. Jupiter in the 10th house of career suggests that you are a natural born teacher. You can learn anything. You can teach anything. You can get involved in law, religion, education, publishing, consulting. You have a very, very nice 10th house. It does say you want to work in an independent fashion. Now, there are a couple of issues in your chart that we need to address. You do have an affliction to your Mars, and that can cause some health issues, some financial issues, some mental tension, some conflict, litigation, bankruptcy, divorce, fire theft or cheating against you, false allegations against you. And this may deny or limit the number of younger brothers or cause some tragedy for a younger brother. So the remedy for Mars, you cannot strengthen Mars, even though you're Scorpio. We don't strengthen Mars for Scorpio rising sign. We need to do charities, and the primary remedy for your chart is to help men who are like brothers on Tuesday. So if you have a brother, you pick up the phone on a Tuesday, you give him a call and check in and make sure he's doing okay. If you don't have a brother, then any man that approaches you on a Tuesday is likely to be a brother from a previous lifetime. You can feed him, clothe him, shelter him, and send him on the way. I would recommend that you do not get intimate with men who approach you on Tuesdays, because they're more like brothers from a previous lifetime, and they will cause some conflict for you. And also another remedy for your chart is to help sisters or women who are like sisters on Fridays. Now, you do have Venus in its own sign of Libra in the 12th house. So it says it's safe and favorable for you to travel abroad or live away from your birthplace, a long way from your birthplace. That's fine. The other planet that I would strengthen besides Sun with a ruby would be Saturn with a blue sapphire gemstone. Now, the ruby can be worn on the ring finger of the left hand. Back of the stone should touch the skin. The blue sapphire should be worn on the middle finger of the left hand. Back of the gemstone should touch the skin. If you want wealth and status and continuation of family life, it's also okay to wear a yellow sapphire on the index finger of your right hand. Those three gemstones would be very helpful in your life. Because Saturn rules the fourth house and it's placed in the seventh house, it does connect property with marriage and partnerships and joint ventures. Now, moving to the timing of events in your life, your last major change was January 2009 when you entered 16 years of Jupiter, so that will run until January 2025. So Jupiter is your Mahadasha ruler, your main period ruler, and that connects wealth and status with professional life. It's a little bit weak. Jupiter is less than 5 degrees. It's only 4 degrees. So it's okay to strengthen Jupiter with the yellow sapphire. And in order to strengthen Jupiter, you can also strengthen its landlord, which is the sun. So ruby and yellow sapphire would be very good during this 16 years. Your current operating planet is Ketu, K-E-T-U, the southern node of the moon. began the middle of December 2015, and this will expire in the middle of November 2016. So you have a few more months to go of Ketu, the southern node of the moon, which is known as Moksha Karaka, significator for spirituality and enlightenment. So this is going to be a very important time to work on independent projects with mystical or spiritual knowledge, such as yoga, meditation, alternative health care. Because you're Scorpio rising sign, you have a very good ability to focus on what you need to accomplish in life, and you can be very independent. Now, you will hit the 3 years of Venus that starts in November 2016. It runs until July 2019, and that's very much connected with relocation, long-distance journeys, foreign lands, ashrams, retreats. So during that time, do not wear diamond gemstones. Diamonds are not good for you. Red coral gemstones are not good for you. And nobody should wear a hessenite or cat's eye. But during that 3 years of Venus, and usually when a woman's in a Venus subperiod for 3 years, whether she's 18 or 88, she has serious romance or matrimony. And your Venus is well placed, but we still don't strengthen it because it rules the 12th house. So my recommendation is no diamonds. Do not wear diamond gemstones or white sapphires, and do help women who are like sisters on Fridays. So these are the main points, and I hope this is helpful, and we'll talk some other time. You can always reach me through my website, astroview.com. Thank you so much, Terry.
Astroview.com?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, you know, I know there's no time to go over it with you, but pretty much all that you, things that you said are things that I am and things that I do and things that I've done.
Well, there you go.
So thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Terry.
Thank you very much, David.
We're now going to move on to Cecilia, and she is on the line with us. Cecilia, you're talking with David Hawthorne of astroview.com. That is his website, and if you do want to reach him after the reading, you can at david@astroview.com. All right, Cecilia, how are you doing this afternoon, and thank you for joining us.
I'm doing great.
It's Cecilia.
That's correct. She was born in Florence, Arizona, January 19th, 1959.
And the time?
6 a.m.
And it was 6 a.m.
Now, how accurate is that 6 a.m.? I get a little bit nervous around with rounded off times.
It's pretty accurate because my parents told me that the Angelus bells were, they're the bells from the church, were ringing, and they ring them at 6 a.m.
Okay, very, very good. So, so January 19th, 1959, at 6 a.m. in Florence, Arizona. I just want to make sure I had the right chart.
Right.
Okay, this chart that I'm going to read to you is applicable about 44 minutes earlier and about an hour 20 minutes later. So we're fine with that time. But sometimes if it's right on the you know, on rounded off, I get nervous. So let's go ahead and do this reading. We're using Vedic astrology from India and the sidereal zodiac, which is 23 degrees earlier than the tropical zodiac used by Western astrologers. So set aside any Western reading you've had for the time being. We read the chart from the ascendant or rising sign because this changes every 2 hours of the day. And at the time of your birth, the ninth sign of the zodiac was ascending or rising at 11 degrees 45 minutes of Sagittarius. So this is a really wonderful rising sign because the ninth sign, Sagittarius, relates to the ninth house, Leo. But the ninth house is the house of divine grace, good luck, good fortune, dharma, guru, religion. So this is very good. This makes you natural born guru. You're a natural born teacher. You should be doing teaching, publishing, consulting, religion, law, advisory roles. And you're not just plain Sagittarius. Let me tell you about Sagittarius for a moment. This it's symbolized as the centaur, the archer. And if you think about what that represents, it's the lower part of the body is the horse, the upper part is the adult, and then it's an archer shooting an arrow into the sky. So it says you come in as an animal, you become independent, and then you shoot for divinity. The good lesson for Sagittarius is to write down your goals and always have a target. I think any time in your life that you ever wanted to accomplish something, if you really, really wanted something, you put your attention on it, you went after it, you got it. So that's what happens with Sagittarius. If you have a target, if you have a goal, you'll be fine. If you don't, you just start shooting arrows aimlessly, and that's not so good. And you should always keep 20% of your energy back for yourself. Sometimes Sagittarians are such do-gooders. They help other people. Many people come to you for advice. They know they can trust you. They know that you have wisdom. Now, you're not just playing Sagittarius because you have Saturn and Mercury in the first house. Saturn brings a lot of maturity to you. Never be afraid of Saturn. He causes no harm. He actually rules your third house of Aquarius. So he's bringing independence to you. He's teaching you how to be independent, self-referral. It helps you with mental development, self-expression, independent projects. And this also makes you a senior statesperson. Many people will come to you for advice because they know that you're very earthy and down-to-earth and practical type of person, hardworking. This gives you a good work ethic. But you also have Mercury in the first house, which says you don't miss anything. You see things very clearly. You have very good intellect, very good communication skills. You do very well in writing, business, brokering, communications, and literature. Now, Jupiter rules the chart itself. It has actually gone into the 12th house, into the 8th sign of Scorpio. That takes you away from your birthplace and even to a foreign land or long-distance journey. It does cause some weakness of Jupiter ruling husband and children and ruling your liver, gallbladder, and hips. So you can wear a yellow sapphire gemstone, about 2 to 5 carats in size, on the index finger of the right hand. Back of the stone should touch the skin. The substitute would be yellow topaz or citrine. You want to strengthen that Jupiter. It's not afflicted. Oh, excuse me, it is afflicted. It's sitting directly opposite the eighth ruler. That can bring some accident or death-like experience to you. It can bring some transformations and vulnerability to you. So here's the remedy. Doesn't matter what I find in a chart. Nobody has a perfect chart. What matters is whether we fix what we find. So the remedy for you is to help your mother or mother-in-law or elderly women on Mondays. And from now on, when you're buying anything for yourself, you no longer buy white. No white clothing, no white sheets, no white automobile. Do not wear pearls of any kind. If you own pearls, sell them, donate them, get them out of the house. But help elderly women on Mondays and strengthen your Jupiter. This eighth ruler afflicting Jupiter can cause accidents to you, death-like experiences, transformations and vulnerability, and setbacks and disappointments or accidents and death-like experiences relative to husband and children. So strengthen Jupiter and then do the charities for the moon. Help elderly women on Mondays and don't wear pearls or white. In the second house, you have Saturn and Venus. These two are favorable, will never cause harm for you. I'm sorry, I misspoke. Sun and Venus. Sun in the second house says that you speak as a king. You speak with authority. And because Sun, which is Atma Karaka, significator for the soul, is in Capricorn, you're very earthy, very practical, hardworking, and not afraid to go places. This is a movable sign. There's some divine grace and good luck and good fortune that has come to you, maybe through father or guru or religion. And you can have some status through large organizations, government organizations, medical organizations, or spiritual organizations. And you do have a wonderful Venus in Capricorn as well. That gives you status connected with the fine arts, the performing arts, and the healing arts. Very, very good Venus here. But you also have a very powerful Mars, and the fifth house gives you a very logical, courageous mind. There is an affliction to your Venus, so do not take white sugar products. You should wear a diamond or a white sapphire, and I would recommend you feed the birds in the morning and help afflicted persons. So these are some of the main points. You are running your 19 years of Saturn from September 2012 till September 2031. So you can wear dark blue clothing and black clothing. You have a wonderful Saturn that does not require strengthening. You need to strengthen your Jupiter. You need to strengthen your Venus. So that's yellow, sapphire, and diamond. All right, these are the main points for Cecilia.
And Cecilia, what do you think?
Does this mean that I have actually, because I've always thought of myself as a Capricorn with Aquarius, very close to me, so I guess I'm understanding that I could have different
with Vedic astrology. It's as David has said, it's 23 degrees different, so it is a different zodiac sign. In that regard. And if you want to get more information, you can certainly go to his website. He's got lots of good information there at astroview.com. You can also email him at david@astroview.com. And there's a good explanation of the chart and why your Eastern, I call it Eastern zodiac sign, is different from Western.
Main thing I want to say here is that we read the chart from the rising sign, and that changes every 2 hours of the day. And so, yes, in Western astrology, your rising sign would have been Capricorn, and your sun would be in Capricorn. In this case, the sun remains in Capricorn at 5 degrees in Vedic astrology. It would be 28 degrees in Western astrology. But the Capricorn rising sign is no longer applicable. You subtract 23 degrees and you have the Sagittarius rising sign. The real question is, I would hope that many of the points that are brought out you could relate to.
I can relate to a lot of them. Yeah, it's really
very good.
Well,
thank you. I hope you'll get in touch with him as well. And thank you for calling. Tell me your story.
Thanks, David, too. Thanks, Richard.
You bet. Let's move on. We have Erica on the line.
Okay, so Erica, September 18th, 1961, 318, Patchogue, New York. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, let's go. Let's have fun here.
All right.
Okay, so now, using Vedic astrology from India and the sidereal zodiac, which is 23 degrees earlier than Western astrology, set aside your Western knowledge. In the first house, if you looked east on the horizon at the time of your birth, the fourth sign of the zodiac was ascending or rising at 22 degrees of Cancer. So your Cancer rising sign, according to Vedic astrology, which is a royal sign, ruled by the royal moon, and it's a water sign and a movable sign. Your four kindreds of life are movable. That means you're not afraid to go places and do things. Cancer is a very creative, sensitive, family-oriented, intuitive, intelligent rising sign ruled by the royal moon. Now, moon has gone into Sagittarius, so that does connect you with wisdom and knowledge and education and the desire to help other people. And people will come to you for advice. But the first recommendation I have for you, and again, it doesn't matter what I find. Nobody has a perfect chart. It just matters whether we fix what we find. The first remedy I have for you is for you to start buying a lot of white clothing. And where you cannot wear too many pearls, in my opinion. The best thing to do would to get one large pearl, about 10 carats in size, wear that permanently as a pendant on a chain. Sleep with it, swim with it, shower with it. But you can also add pearl necklace, pearl earrings, and white clothing, white paintings, white sheets, white bed covers, white sculpture, white automobile. Anything white for you is going to be good. You can even take calcium, magnesium. And if you get to a Chinese herb store, I would buy some pearl powder and put a little pinch in some juice once in a while. You need to strengthen your moon because it's in the sixth house. And you have to be very vigilant before you speak. Other people are taking you the wrong way, and it creates enemies behind your back. So just wear white clothing. Be friendly to people. For you, better to not wear brown clothing, gray colors or black colors are not so good. If you have to wear black or navy blue, which are really not favorable for your chart, then just at least accent them with white colors, and all shades of green are good for you, and all shades of red are good for you, and all light blue, sky blue, royal blues are good for you. You could also wear a diamond gemstone because you do have an afflicted Venus, and that's causing some trouble for your kidneys, your pancreas, and reproductive organs, and it can cause diabetes or other issues. So don't take white sugar. Do wear a white sapphire or a diamond gemstone and strengthen your Venus. You have Sun, Mercury, and Mars in the third house, and this is good because they are three favorable planets for the Cancer rising sign. This kind of connects you with independent projects. It keeps you very independent. You're not subordinate to others. You can work with large organizations, government, medical, and spiritual organizations. You might do well in writing, business, brokering, communications, intellectual property, engineering, mathematics. But it does kind of, this Mars ruling your 10th house of professional life is sitting in the third house of independence. So I suspect you're not subordinate to others. But do not strengthen your Saturn or your Jupiter. So do not wear yellow sapphire gemstones. Do not wear black gemstones. Do not wear blue sapphire gemstones. A couple of remedies for your chart. Help your professor, your religious advisor, or children and students on Thursdays. And you can help the elderly and the poor and the needy on Saturdays. Those would be quite helpful for your chart. So your next major change is not until September 2025, so that you are in your 18 years of the northern node of the moon, Rahu, R-A-H-U. It makes you very ambitious, persuasive, charismatic, gives magnetic personality. But I would feed the birds in the morning and help afflicted persons from time to time. So just do a couple of remedies for your chart. You'll have much smoother sailing. You are in the Mercury subperiod from September 2015 to March 2018. So focus on writing, business, brokering, communications, language, intellectual property, and independent projects. You do have a debilitated Jupiter, unfortunately, so that just simply means take care of your liver, your gallbladder, and your hips. Maybe do a liver cleanse once a year to get so you don't have toxicity in your liver. But also, sometimes when Jupiter's debilitated in a woman's chart, she doesn't feel like she's always getting complete support from husband and children. So it's okay. We just have that awareness that one of the remedies for your chart is to help your guru or religious leader or professor or teacher or children and students on Thursdays. And you can also, if you're married, you want to be a little bit extra considerate to your husband from time to time on Thursdays. And I would wear the ruby. You want to strengthen that sun. You might have a little bit of trouble with your stomach, digestion, heart, blood, bones, immune system. So ruby would be quite good for wealth, status, and continuation of family life. Okay, these are the main points for Erica's chart.
Any thoughts, Erica, before we let you go?
I'm wowed. That is a wow experience. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
I like it. Right. Since I am the queen of teen, I like the whole beginning of being royal.
Well, you can contact David through his website, which is astroview.com. And you can also email him if you like at david@astroview.com. That's david@astroview.com. All right.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. That's the right response.
All right. We have another caller. Very cool.
Okay.
Her name is Dominique.
Date of birth?
It is November 17, 1964.
And the time?
It is 12:02 a.m.
So 0002. Okay. And the place, the state?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I often say that people born in Philadelphia this lifetime were part of the founding community of this country. I just get that connection. So, okay. So we have this chart now. I'm just double check. November 17th, 1964 at 12:02 a.m. in Philadelphia.
Perfect.
All right, let me just save it. Okay, now as you may have heard, I am using Vedic astrology from India, the sidereal zodiac. It is 23 degrees earlier than the Western tropical zodiac, so we're not using that today. Just set it aside. Don't worry. Don't compare it. Don't worry about it. We do read the chart from what is called the ascendant or rising sign because that changes every 2 hours of the day. The good news for you, the time you gave me is applicable 40 minutes earlier, an hour and 20 minutes later. But this says that in the first house, at the time of your birth, if you looked east on the horizon, the fifth sign of the zodiac was ascending or rising, and this is known as Leo rising sign. And Leo rising sign is the only rising sign of the 12 signs ruled by the royal sun, and the sun is known as the king of the planetary cabinet. So Leo-born rising sign persons, such as yours and the one previous, Erica, the Cancer rising sign, ruled by the moon, those are the two royal signs in the zodiac. So this says that you should always and will always take your own advice. You may call the high priest in and say, can you give me some information about this? But in the end, you're going to do things your own way, and that's fine. And you're not just playing Leo. You actually have Mars sitting right in the first house. You have a very positive and powerful Mars sitting in the first house. So I suspect you are very direct. You're very courageous, very fearless. Maybe there's some red to you, some freckles or some little red complexion or something like that. But that Mars in the first house is blessing your chart. Mars rules your ninth house. So it brings divine grace, good luck, good fortune, maybe a connection with father, religion, or guru. And Mars is blessing the fourth house of property and happiness, the seventh house of marriage and partnerships, and the eighth house of inheritance or windfalls, easy money, insurance settlement, lottery winning. So your Mars gets extremely high marks in this chart. I would strengthen Venus by wearing a diamond gemstone. It's in the second house. It gives you wealth and status through your own self-efforts, your own self-initiatives. But it is a debilitated Venus and an old age, and it is afflicted. So this might limit the number of younger siblings. How many younger siblings do you have?
A stepbrother.
Okay, but all right, but there's no 100% younger siblings. And that's because there's a very serious affliction to your Venus. Do not take any kind of white sugar products. You're looking at cancer, obesity, diabetes, trouble with the kidneys, the pancreas, or reproductive organs. So no more white sugar products of any kind. And do not wear white clothing or wear pearls. And I will tell you that on a regular basis, some little pinch comes to you all the time, but it's always short-lived. So the great technique for Leo rising sign is that if somebody calls you, for example, and says, oh, Dominique, I'm upset with you, you simply say, no problem, can I see you tomorrow? Because if it's caused by your 12th ruler, which is your most malefic planet, happens to be the moon, then it'll be gone in about 12 hours, 18 hours at the max. So the next day you go see that person, they go, oh, Dominic, I don't know why I shouldn't have called you yesterday. That problem got solved last night. Had nothing to do with you. So the great lesson for Leo rising sign, never overreact to any stress or negativity that comes to you. But do help mother or mother-in-law and elderly women on Mondays, no longer buy white, no pearls, no sheets, no white sculptures, no white automobile. If you own those things, just phase them out over time. And you do need to wear the diamond or white sapphire to strengthen that Venus. For your general health, well-being, appearance, reputation, and longevity, and cardiovascular system, you can wear a ruby gemstone. You have a really beautiful Mercury in the fourth house. It's okay if you want to work out of your home on writing or business or brokering or communication projects. And I love your Saturn. Never be afraid of Saturn. Never cause harm for you. Saturn is in its own sign in the seventh house. So you should pursue marriage, partnerships, joint ventures. Relationships should do well. And you probably have somebody who's very mature in your life with Saturn and a hard worker in the seventh house. Moon in Pisces says you're wearing your heart on your sleeve. You have an empathetic nervous system. You feel what everybody else feels. You don't miss anything. You can walk into a room full of people and know what just happened emotionally. But Moon is not a favorable planet for you. And it says it's actually not ideal for you to live abroad permanently. So if you get a chance even to return to the East Coast, you might have a little more comfort there than living a long way away. I know that, you know, California is a beautiful area, but your 12th ruler is in the 8th house. That sometimes causes insomnia, separate sleeping arrangements with your spouse, and it's likely to be causing some trouble for your chest, lungs, fluids in the body, menstrual cycle, or thyroid. So the remedy is don't wear pearls, don't wear white, do help elderly women on Mondays. And finally, you have Jupiter in the 9th house, and that is very good for having a guru in your life who is very educated. And there's some dharma for you with helping others through knowledge with this chart. You have a major change coming up, this December 10th, 2016. You're going to finish 7 years of Mars. Now, I think the 7 years of Mars, I think in general, you look back and say, yes, very, very good, because Mars can give a kingdom and it rules your ninth house of divine grace. It's extremely well placed, slightly weak because the sun is weak. So just wear the ruby gemstone. Your next major change in December, you're going to go into 18 years of the northern node of the moon, Rahu, R-A-H-U. So you will be very charismatic and persuasive in the field of action, whatever that might be. It can be professional life, career, or just activity. But I'm telling you, you have to take care of your Venus. So no more sugar products. No more. Please do not. You've got two serious afflictions to a debilitated Venus. So have you ever had any trouble with we shouldn't ask that on air. Okay. So diamond gemstone would be good. Wear the diamond. You can also feed the birds in the morning and help afflicted persons to reduce while you're in that Rahu main period. But you're going to be very ambitious and charismatic during Rahu. So these are the main points for Dominique.
Wow, that's amazing. You hit the nail on the head.
Thank you.
Any other questions for David before we go?
How long is the period of Rahu?
18 years. But there are 9 sub-periods within the main period. So there's operating planets. Just if you just, you know, listen to the recording, just feed the birds in the morning and help afflicted persons, and then do the other remedies for your chart, then you'll have much smoother sailing. One of the remedies for your chart is definitely to help elderly women on Mondays from time to time. All right.
Beautiful.
All right.
Very good.
Dominique, thank you so much, and thanks for joining us on our 9th anniversary program.
Thank you very much, Dr. D.
You bet.
Wow. So this is your 9th anniversary. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is indeed.
My name is Danielle. And do you need my last name?
No.
No. How do you spell Danielle?
D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm that. Well, and what is your date of birth?
7/15/87.
1987?
Yes.
And your time of birth?
It's 6:05 a.m.
And were you born in California?
Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, Phoenix.
Yes.
All right, let me just make sure I have it correctly in the chart here. So I have Danielle for July 15th, 1987 at 6:05 a.m. in Phoenix, Arizona. Is that correct information?
Yes.
Very good.
And while your computer is processing that information, it's interesting, David. So far, all of our callers have all been born in the morning.
Well, and also all the callers have been women. I think women are more highly evolved than men. They want to know more about knowledge, but anyways, that's another story.
I would agree with that, but yes, okay.
So for Danielle now, what we see that if we look, we're using Vedic astrology from India and the sidereal zodiac, which is 23 degrees earlier than the tropical zodiac used by Western astrologers. So set aside any Western readings you've had for the time being. But we notice that if we looked east on the horizon at the time of your birth, if we looked into the first house of the horoscope, we would see that the fourth sign of the zodiac was ascending or rising at 5 degrees, 23 minutes of Cancer. So you are also a Cancer rising sign. This is a water sign. This is a movable sign. And it's one of the two royal signs because it's ruled by the moon, which is the queen of the planetary cabinet. Now, it is very important and safe and favorable for you to wear white clothing and a single pearl, P-E-A-R-L. I would get a 10-carat pearl, wear that as a pendant on the chain, and do not put it on and take it off, put it on, take it off. You put it on and leave it on. You sleep with it, you swim with it, you shower with it. We want to strengthen your moon. I would wear a lot of white clothing. I have white sheets, white bed covers, white sculpture, white painting, white automobile. White for you is extremely good color. Now, moon ruling your chart has gone into the 8th house, the 11th sign, Aquarius. This makes you unconventional, imaginative, inventive, humanitarian, angel of delight. And if you're looking, you're still young, you're 1987, so what, you're 29 or something. So I would look into research, language, mystical experiences, occult knowledge, and ancient knowledge. So you could study, for example, anthropology, archaeology. This is a good chart for going deeply into knowledge. But wear white clothing. You need to strengthen your moon. Now, you do have Mars in the first house. That does bring some interest in a professional life. It makes you direct. It makes you courageous. But this is the debilitation sign for Mars. And it's ruled by Moon in the 8th house, which is not a favorable house. So number one, you have to strengthen Moon because Moon rules your name, fame, health, appearance, reputation, personality, and longevity of life. It rules your peace of mind. It rules your mother-in-law, your aunt, your grandmother, elderly women in your life. So strengthen that Moon. But Mars is ruled by the Moon. So once you strengthen the Moon, you can strengthen Mars because it is debilitated. That can limit the number of younger, how many younger brothers do you have?
I don't have any younger brothers, just one younger sister.
Okay, well, I would say this debilitated Mars limits the number of younger brothers. So in this case, we know that Mars is weak because there are no younger brothers. So where you can get like a 10-carat red coral gemstone, C-O-R-A-L. I would hang that from the 10-carat pearl, make that a pendant, and you wear those two together always. And this would be good for your professional life, for property, for courage, and the muscular parts of the body. You want to protect the muscular parts of the body. They're vulnerable in this chart. Also, it does show in your chart that you are most likely to have success away from your birthplace, even a long distance place from your birthplace. For example, Sun ruling wealth, status, and continuation of family life is in the 12th house of foreign lands. Venus ruling property, happiness, domestic peace is in the 12th house of foreign lands. Mercury ruling your self-initiatives, your self-efforts is in your 12th house of foreign lands. Now, foreign lands also means anything more than 500 to 1,000 miles from where you were born. So it's okay for you to travel abroad or live abroad with this particular chart. For wealth status and continuation of family life, it's good for you to wear a ruby gemstone. For property and happiness, fixed assets, vehicles, domestic peace, luxuries, romance, affluence, you can wear a diamond gemstone. And for independent entrepreneurial success, you can wear an emerald gemstone. Those things, there's five gemstones that would be safe and favorable and that would improve the quality of your horoscope. See, these planets are your tires on your bus of life. And most people don't realize that some of their tires on their bus of life are low in air or flat. And that's why they're going down the highway of life, ka-thump, ka-thump, ka-thump. So now the Rahu, northern node of the moon, is aspecting Mars. It makes you very ambitious and charismatic relative to professional life, but it can cause some eclipse. So that red coral would be good for you. And then we need to pacify the influence of Rahu by feeding the birds in the morning from time to time and helping afflicted persons from time to time. In India, we would say feed the lepers. So you donate to charities for cancer, AIDS, Parkinson, Alzheimer's, heart disease, that type of thing. Now, you do have Jupiter in the 10th house. Best use of Jupiter in the 10th house for your chart is to go to law school. So you can study law, or you can also become a professor, an educator, teacher, publisher, religious leader, banker, judge, or attorney. Those are all good for you with Jupiter in the 10th house. There could even be some connection with law, medicine, and finance with Jupiter in the 10th house. However, Jupiter rules the 6th house, so do not wear any yellow sapphire, yellow topaz, or citrine type of jewelry. That would be not good for you. And the way to manage Jupiter. Jupiter's causing trouble in your chart. Has there been some discontinuation in relative to family life, such as with parents, siblings, spouse, or children? Well, there may be in this chart. So what I would do is pacify Jupiter. You need to help your guru or religious leader or professor or teacher or a husband, children, and students on Thursdays from time to time. And that takes care of it. Once we put some attention on the planet, then there's less trouble. But Jupiter here also says, be vigilant with your speech. You have the sixth ruler aspecting the second house, and so other people can take you the wrong way. But you'd be a great litigator, debater. You know, you can do very well with that Jupiter. Jupiter, you know, I would consider going to law school or being a professor with this chart. And then Jupiter is causing some conflict in home life. I think your parents may have had some stress. And then Jupiter, so we want to pacify that Jupiter. And then last is Saturn. For your chart, better not to wear brown colors, gray colors, dull colors, and black colors. No black jewelry, no black if possible. If you absolutely want to wear some dark black or some dark blue, then accent that clothing with white colors, light blue colors, green colors, and red colors are really, really great for this chart. So think ruby, diamonds, emeralds, red coral, and pearls. Those are the best gemstones, so you can use those colors in your life as well. So these are these are the main points from your chart. You're in your 17 years of Mercury until July 2027, so focus on writing, business, brokering, communications, and you may do well away from your birthplace. So these are the main points for Danielle. I hope these are helpful.
Okay, yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Any questions before we let you go, Danielle?
No, I mean, a lot of my interests align with what you were talking about, anthropology and knowledge, and I work for a university, so it kind of seems like I'm kind of going towards the right path, but I don't want to get in mind.
I don't want to get too personal, but has there been some kind of disconnect in the family life somehow?
You know, not that I'm aware. you know, we're pretty close with our parents. I don't know. I guess I'll have to call my mom.
are your parents together?
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for calling. Go ahead, David.
Tell your mom she's doing a good job then.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, Danielle, thank you so much for calling.
But Danielle, you have to be careful then with your own marriage. So be careful who you choose. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Good advice.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, Danielle.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is Ed. And Ed, welcome to Tell Me Your Story, 9th anniversary program.
Happy anniversary, by the way, Richard.
Thank you. And so the first thing that we need for Ed is the date of birth.
28th of July.
And the year?
1956.
And the time?
10:20 p.m.
And the place?
California, Los Angeles.
Okay, so this is for Ed, July 28th, 1956, at 10:20 p.m. in Los Angeles, California. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, we're going to set aside Western astrology. I'm not using Western astrology at all. I'm using Eastern astrology, Vedic astrology from India, which is the sidereal zodiac, 23 degrees earlier. So just enjoy this different type of reading, but it's a good, should give you some good information. Now, we see that if we looked east on the horizon at the time of your birth, the 12th sign of the zodiac was ascending or rising at 4 degrees 34 minutes of Pisces. So according to Vedic astrology, you are Pisces' rising sign. The rising sign or ascendant represents your name, fame, health, appearance, reputation, personality, and longevity of life. And I often say that the 12th sign Pisces is the 12th and final sign of the zodiac. So Pisces are very highly evolved persons here learning the 12th and final lessons of life. And you're not just a plain Pisces. You have Moon in the first house at 23 degrees, 42 minutes of Pisces. So you're double Pisces, Pisces rising sign and Moon in Pisces. And I will tell you that with Moon in Pisces, you wear your heart on your sleeve. You have tremendous love, empathy, and compassion for others. You can walk into a room full of people, and emotionally you will know what just transpired. You'll know how people are feeling. It also says it's important for you to have some very creative outlet in life, like music, theater, the arts. You need something to channel this very profound. Moon in Pisces is really a beautiful situation. It's actually in the 27th nakshatra called Revati, which means that you're Brahman, which is knowledge. See, Jupiter rules your chart. Pisces is ruled by Jupiter. So Pisces-born rising sign persons are typically educators. They have knowledge. They can learn and teach anything. Moon in your first house gives public favor. A lot of light is coming from you. It makes you very family-oriented. Now, Moon also could bring creative projects to you, education to you. It's a very royal planet in the first house. We could, you know, this is all we really need to know. However, few other main points. You have Jupiter rules your 10th house of professional life. And it's gone into the 6th house of Leo. So that says you want to function in an independent fashion. You don't like being subordinate to others. But it also says, with Jupiter in the 6th house, if you had been my client when you were 19 or 29 instead of what you're 59, then I would have sent you to law school. You know, you got the ruler of the 10th house in the 6th house. So, but it also says that there can be conflicts for you in professional life. So it doesn't matter what we find. It matters whether we fix what we find. So I would recommend that you wear a yellow sapphire gemstone. Now, you can either wear that on the index finger of the right hand or the ring finger of the right hand, or you can wear that as a pendant on a chain. But I would get a yellow sapphire, or the substitute would be yellow topaz or a citrine. You want to strengthen that Jupiter for your professional life, but also for liver, gallbladder, hips, children, and grandchildren. We want to strengthen that Jupiter. Now, Mars rules your second house, which is Aries, and it's ruled by Mars. So this says you're very direct with your speech. You're very courageous with your speech. Just be vigilant with your speech because, see, Pisces are very highly evolved. These are old souls. You have a lot of knowledge. You see things quite clearly. But sometimes you'll just blurt out what your thoughts are. Even though they're true and they would help people, other people will take it the wrong way. Now, you could wear a red coral gemstone, C-O-R-A-L. Red coral gemstone is good for Mars, for property. You can wear that as a pendant on a chain. It does show it because Mars rules the second, and it's in the 12th, that you've either traveled abroad or you've had some life away from your birthplace for a while or some time. But this also can cause discontinuation of family life relative to parents, siblings, spouse, or even children. So that's why you want to strengthen the Mars. That will also help you with your energy level and the muscular parts of the body. In your third house, you have Ketu, the southern node of the moon, so you can speak on spiritual knowledge. In the fourth house, you have Venus in Gemini, so this could bring some inheritance or windfall, but it also causes some setbacks, obstructions with property and family life. Even you have to be careful about accidents at home or accidents with transportation. And this is causing some setbacks in your professional life. It does connect Venus with your professional life, which is entertainment, the fine arts, the performing arts, and the healing arts. But it also brings some obstruction, delays, and disappointments. Again, it doesn't matter what we find. Matters whether we fix what we find. So never wear diamond gemstones. Never wear white sapphires. The remedy for your chart is to help your sister or women who are like sisters on Fridays, and if you're married, you're extra considerate to your wife on Friday from time to time. You say, oh, this is a day, here's Friday, maybe every few months, you say, here's Friday, it's the day of Venus, what do you want to do today? You take the day off, and it's a day of pleasure, a day of enjoyment, shopping, music, theater, restaurants, just enjoy. Just be extra considerate to women in your life. Women who are like sisters, women who are like wives, because there's some little pinch here where there's some setbacks and disappointments with property, happiness, family life, marriage, and inheritance, and with professional life. You have Sun and Mercury in the fifth house, so you have a very royal mind, very intellectual mind. You can study large organizations, government, medical, or spiritual organizations, and you can study writing, business, and communications and intellectual property with Mercury in the fifth house. That leaves Saturn in your ninth house. That maybe gives some long distance travel. Have you traveled abroad at all?
Very much.
Okay, I saw it about three different directions here. So that's second ruler in the 12th causes some status away from birthplace, even in a foreign land. And then the 12th house ruler of foreign lands is in the ninth house of long distance journeys of short duration. You may go someplace for a week or a month and then return. Saturn, and you have, and you also have the northern node of the moon, Rahu, in the ninth house as well. That means that you do not stop at one guru. You have a tendency to want to know more and more knowledge. And it keeps you active and restless. And then you have Saturn there that can give you a guru who is non-material, hard worker. But the bottom line for your chart, there are four planets that will never cause harm. You can and should strengthen these. And these are Moon, Mercury, Jupiter, and Mars. So the red coral gemstone, maybe 10 carat red coral would be good for you. And maybe a 2-carat yellow sapphire. Those two would change your life, the red coral and the yellow sapphire. The emerald and pearl are very good for you, but not so necessary because you have a wonderful moon in the first house. You have a lot of light coming from you. People, you have public favor moon in the first house. And then that royal sun in the fifth house says you think big. You have a very big approach to life with your thinking. And Mercury in the fifth house is extremely good for having an educated spouse or partner in life, and for you to study communications would be very good. You're a messenger, so literature, writing, language, communications, intellectual property. So these are the main points, Ed. I hope these are helpful.
Very helpful. I thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, very good.
Thank you for calling, Ed.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
You got that? Hear that Mars coming from his voice?
Exactly.
Mars.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's that second house. Very direct, very courageous.
Yeah. This is Tell Me Your Story, the 9th anniversary program. And we are celebrating that here in September. I can't believe it's been 9 years. And we're taking calls from folks who are getting readings here on the program. And if you would like to get a reading from David, you can always go to his website, which is astroview.com. That's astroview.com. We have Sylvia on the line, and she can give you the information.
I need the date of birth.
September 17th, 1934.
What state were you born in?
Arizona.
And what city?
Florence.
I suspect you were related to somebody. Okay, all right, here we go. I'm going to use 9 a.m. for the time being. I wanted to see how that lines up. Okay, we have a little bit of an issue here. The next chart starts at 8:32 a.m., so that would give what we call Libra rising sign. Now, I'm not going to focus so much on that because if you weren't born during that time, we can get into a little trouble here. So what I'm just going to kind of focus with on your reading would be the position of the sun and the moon, because that's irrespective of the time of day. So sun, on the day you were born, in Vedic astrology, it's 1 degree Virgo. In Western astrology, it'd be 24 degrees Virgo. So your sun is in Virgo either way. That means sun is known as Atma Karaka, significator for the soul. So this says that your soul is in Virgo, which is an intellectual sign. And it's Virgo is symbolized as the virgin. So it's known as a very sattvic sign. Sattvic means purity. So it's a very pure rising sign, makes you very refined, very intellectual, analytical, communicative, critical, perceptive. You like some fair amount of orderliness around you, but there may be some health issues or financial issues or even some disputes from time to time. But sun in Virgo makes you very earthy and very practical. On the other hand, you have moon in Sagittarius. So now that brings in the element of heat or fire. And it emotionally makes you a do-gooder, a person who is optimistic, sees the glasses half full, not half empty. And it says you love knowledge, and you love it when people listen to your knowledge. So many people will come to you for advice. So I like the position of the sun and the moons and their signs. They have a 10-4 relationship. That indicates you were born when the tides were most even. So equanimity or balance in life is important to you. There's a couple of issues in the chart. You do have northern node of the moon, Rahu, was afflicting Mercury that day. On the positive side, it gives you a voracious mind, good communication skills, but this also can cause some skin eruptions, nervous tension, miscommunications, fluctuation of self-confidence, and it can cause some trouble for you with the respiratory canal, anything from asthma to allergy, sinus, headaches, bronchitis, migraines, anything like that. So maybe what you can do for that planet, for that Mercury, is to spend time in lush green environments and keep a lot of green plants in your home. That might help Mercury. I have to be a little careful here, because if you are that middle time, that Libra rising sign, then we don't want to get too heavy with the green. But green plants won't hurt you. And you also have a debilitated and afflicted Mars. Did you either lose a younger brother, or has there been some trouble with a younger brother, or is there no younger brother?
Just recently I did lose a younger brother.
Okay. But in general, was his life kind of up and down?
Not too much. I don't know how you would define that.
Were you close to him or separate from him?
Separate.
Okay. Yeah. There is an affliction to Mars in this chart, regardless of the time of birth, and so that can cause some trouble for a younger brother. It either limits the number of younger brothers, or causes some tragedy or some trouble for him, or a loss of younger brother. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then you have Venus and Leo. The problem is, without the proper rising sign, so if you do come across some baby book or hospital record or birth certificate with the actual time of birth, then I can give a really whiz-bang accurate reading. But without the actual time of birth, then we can't use the ascendant. And that's how you get really accurate readings, from the rising sign or the ascendant. So I think for today's purpose, Sylvia, we're just about covered things. I can't even get into gemstones and proper color, because that changes for each rising sign.
Well, you hit it pretty much on the head. That's
very good.
Me.
Okay, very good.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and appreciate it. And thanks for joining us on Tell Me Your Story.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. We have another caller on the line, David, and her name is Barbara.
Hello.
Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, Barbara. You're on the line with David Hawthorne, Vedic astrologer from astroview.com. The first piece of information for Barbara would be the birth date.
July 4th, 1956.
So you're just about to hit the big 6-0, are you?
That's right, exactly.
I want to talk about that. This is good. All right, and the time?
7:30 p.m.
So that would be
1930.
Very good. I think we have a firecracker here. And what state were you born in?
Salem, Oregon.
Right, Barbara, for July 4th, 1956, 7:30 p.m., Salem, Oregon. Is that correct information?
Correct. That is correct.
All right. We short and sweet. We'll get it done here. So now, if we looked east on the horizon at the time of your birth, in the first house, the ninth sign of the zodiac was ascending or rising at 13 degrees Sagittarius. This is known as Danu Lagna, which is Sagittarius rising sign, ruled by Guru. So you are Guru. You're not the king. You're not a queen. You're not a servant. You're not a business person. You are Guru. Learn and teach. Learn and teach. Learn and teach. Learn and teach. Many people will come to you for advice, and you also are symbolized as the archer. And so if you think of that symbolism, it represents evolution, because the archer is the centaur, with and the lower part of the body is the horse, the upper part is the man or the adult, and then shooting arrows into the sky. So it represents coming in as a lower animal, becoming an independent adult, and shooting for divinity. But do keep a list of goals, because sometimes you get lost and you just shoot arrows aimlessly. So you want to have a target, have a goal, get it done, then get your next goal and get it done. But many people will come to you for advice. Keep some 20% of energy back so that you don't give away yourself completely. Jupiter ruling your chart has gone into the ninth house, into the fifth sign of Leo. So you're fiercely independent. You will once in a while take advice from other people, but mostly you take your own advice. And this Jupiter ruling your chart in the ninth house. The ninth house is the most favorable house. It's most auspicious house. It's known as the house of Dharma, but it's the house of guru, religion, divine grace, good luck, good fortune, and father. So this suggests that your Dharma is connected with education, teaching, publishing, consulting, religion, law, banking, advisory roles. You can be a lawyer, banker, judge, religious leader. Now, because you're going to be 60 shortly, I'm going to mention something very briefly. 60 is one of the most important years of life. And that's because it takes Saturn 30 years to go through the zodiac. So this would be the second time that Saturn has returned to its position. And it takes Jupiter 12 years to go through the zodiac. So this is the fifth time for Jupiter. I think the term in India is called Shastriputra, but basically it says it's very, very important for you to have a tremendous celebration on your 60th birthday. And even 3 days, the day before your birthday, the day of your birthday, the day after your birthday. Some spiritual celebration, but also some physical celebration with friends and family and food and entertainment. People don't realize that it's actually called Manush Yagya. It's a yagya to have people over and to entertain and to socialize. That it's a celebration. It's a spiritual path. But I want to point out is that the 60th year is so important that some people go up and some people go down. And a classic example, Richard Nixon was exactly 60 years old when he was forced out of office, resigned in disgrace. And who replaced him? Gerald Ford. And how old was Gerald? 60 years old. That's a classic example. One person goes up, one person goes down. Now, you have Mars in the third house. So you're very direct and courageous with your speech and communication. You can get involved in property, real estate, executive skills. It could give you some success through education, creative projects, investments, and children. You do have an exalted moon in the sixth house. And that says you have a tremendous ability to comprehend, to understand, and emotionally connect with others. But I will tell you that Moon for Sagittarius is the most malefic planet. So do not, in the future, do not buy anything for yourself that is white. So don't buy pearls, don't buy white sheets, white clothing, white automobile. Just phase them out over time. If you own pearls, sell them, donate them, get them out of the house. And the remedy for the moon is to help your mother or your mother-in-law or elderly women on Mondays from time to time. We need to pacify the planets that cause adverse effects. This moon in the sixth house says there may be some conflict or litigation or disputes over an inheritance or windfall or with a marital bond, and it can cause some health issues. This is not a serious affliction by the eighth ruler or to the eighth ruler that's helpful. But there's some of that. So help elderly women on Mondays. In your seventh house, you have three planets, Venus, Mercury, and Sun. This says you have very complex relationships, and yet they're positive for your chart. It's okay for you to wear a diamond gemstone to strengthen that Venus. It's at 0 degrees. That causes some weakness of the kidneys, pancreas, reproductive organs. Also suggests it may be better not to take so much in the way of sugar products. But I don't see anything. There's no afflictions here, just weakness. So wear a diamond gemstone or a white sapphire. Mercury ruling your career is in the seventh house of partnerships, joint ventures, marriage. So that's fine. You could wear an emerald gemstone and keep a lot of green plants in your home and workplace. That would be good. And then you have a royal sun in Gemini. Now, I know in Western astrology, your sun's in Cancer, but we're not using Western astrology. They're barking up the wrong zodiac. Astrologically, astronomically speaking, sun was at 19 degrees in Gemini on the day of your birth. Yes, it was in Cancer 2,000 years ago. But sun in Gemini says that you're very social, large circle of friends, you're very intelligent. Just kind of witness your relationships once in a while, because Gemini is duality, so sometimes you might be a little bit more friendly, gregarious, and helpful than other times. So if one of the twins shows up not so friendly, then just excuse yourself and go do something fun and then come back. And that same thing for you. Moon will bring short-lived, lightweight pinches to you on a regular basis, making you touchy and sensitive over time. So never overreact to any stress. Stress comes up, just wait 12 to 18 to 24 hours at the max, and that will be gone. So never, don't ever react to anybody else's negativity. Just say, oh, I'm sorry. Let's talk about this tomorrow. All right, these are the main points for Barbara. You are in your Saturn main period. It's a 19-year cycle that started in September 2008. It will run until September 2027. So it would be good for you to wear dark blue clothing and black clothing. Saturn for you says there may be some relocation, and be very careful right now with any independent entrepreneurial ventures, because that can cause money to go out the door. So maybe don't try to start your own business. I think you're better off in relationships, partnerships, and joint ventures. Okay, Barbara, I hope these points are helpful.
Wow, thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Well, thank you, Barbara, for calling and joining us here on Tell Me Your Story on our 9th anniversary program.
Thank you, Richard. Blessings to you as well. Big hugs.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now let's move on to our final caller here on the program. Jack is on the line. Jack, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, thanks.
Very good. So as David is getting things squared away, just want to let you know that if you are interested in further following up further on the reading you're going to be getting today, you can do that by going to astroview.com, contacting David, and he will be, you know, you can also email him, David@astroview.com. Just mention that you were here on the program as well. So the first order of business, Jack.
January 27, 1948.
Okay, January 27, 1948.
Right.
And the time of birth?
Around 6 a.m.
I want to give accurate readings, and so I really, really need the exact time of birth. We can take a look here. What state were you born in?
Well, I was actually born in Germany.
We're in Germany now. And what city?
Fulda, F-U-L-D-A.
Okay, so the 6 a.m., where did that come from?
It came from what I was told by my parents.
Okay, 6 a.m. is fine. This chart begins at 5:36 a.m., and it runs at least till 7:26. So I think we'll be okay. I'll go ahead and use the 6 a.m. time, and let's hope that they're pretty close.
Okay.
You know, if it's within 20 minutes on either side, where this would be a very accurate reading. So, according to Vedic astrology and the sidereal zodiac, which is 23 degrees earlier than the tropical zodiac used by Western astrologers, then this gives you the ninth sign of the zodiac was ascending or rising at 5 degrees 17 minutes of Sagittarius when you were born. So we've had several Sagittarians call in today. That these Sagittarians are people of knowledge and wisdom. They love to learn and teach, learn and teach, learn and teach. And Jupiter ruling your chart has gone into the 12th house, which is foreign land. So that does connect to you with living abroad or living away from Germany, as it were. You can wear a yellow sapphire gemstone or a yellow topaz, or a citrine to strengthen Jupiter for your liver, gallbladder, hips, children, grandchildren, and for your name, fame, health, appearance, reputation, personality, and longevity of life. Because Jupiter ruling your chart is actually in Scorpio, you're somewhat private, mysterious, keep things confidential, and you'd be well-suited for research, language, and it might connect you with institutional life. Have you ever worked in any kind of an institution?
Just a school. I worked in a school.
That's an institution. But see, Jupiter rules your chart, and Jupiter's professor, teacher, lawyer, banker, judge, educator. So Sagittarians learn and teach, learn and teach. Many people will come to you for advice. Do keep some energy back for yourself, so don't give everything away. And it is good to be goal-oriented. Set your targets. You're coming in this lifetime for evolution. You come in as an animal, become independent, and shoot for divinity. Now, Sun, I know in Western astrology, your Sun's over in Aquarius, but we're not using the tropical zodiac. That's where the planets were 2,000 years ago. On the date of your birth, an astronomer would tell you that Sun was actually at 13 degrees Capricorn, making you earthy, practical, self-made. Sun in Capricorn is very good, not afraid to go places and do things, makes you very earthy. And you also have Mercury in Capricorn. And these two are favorable planets, and they're well-placed. It does give you some status through the government or large organizations, medical organizations, spiritual organizations, or government organizations, and some status through your career, especially connected with intellectual property, communications, writing, literature, language, buying, selling, trading, brokering.
Wow.
Wonderful Venus in the third house at 18 degrees. This suggests that you can have independent projects connected with the fine arts, the performing arts, and the healing arts. Fashion, beauty, design, photography, architecture, medicine. I like Venus in the third house, but Venus ruling wife and income and your kidneys, pancreas, and reproductive organs is technically considered weak because the landlord Saturn is in the eighth house and it is afflicted. We've just uncovered something very important in your chart. And it doesn't matter what we find. Nobody has a perfect chart. We all have problems, everybody. So it matters whether we fix what we find. So the number one remedy for your chart, well, we've talked about wearing the yellow sapphire for Jupiter because Jupiter rules your chart. So the number two remedy is a blue sapphire gemstone and using navy blue colors in your life. You could wear the blue sapphire gemstone on the middle finger of your left hand, back of the stone should touch the skin, or you can wear that as a pendant. But this means that navy blue colors and black colors are safe and favorable and beneficial. I would get blue tinted sunglasses. I would get blue cellophane over a window, let the blue light come in. Get a blue sapphire water pitcher, drinking glasses, sheets, bed covers. You cannot get enough navy blue in your life, as far as I'm concerned, or black. You want to strengthen Saturn. That will help you. I think there's some trouble for your teeth, neck, back, spine, knees, joints, ankles, or shins. Does that make any sense?
Well, I wear a lot of blue.
How are your teeth, neck, back, spine, knees, joints, ankles?
Well, they've been all right. I haven't had any problems with them. But I do wear a lot of blue. Blue's my favorite color. Everybody knows me for blue.
All right. Well, then you're doing some right things. Let's hope that this is. But see, if you were actually born at 6 o'clock, then there would be trouble with the teeth, neck, back, spine, knees, joints, ankles, and or this could cause loss of younger siblings or deny younger siblings. Do you have any younger siblings?
No, I don't. I have an older brother, but I don't have anyone younger.
And is there some separation from your older brother?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that shows up, and then the lack of younger siblings shows up. So we're okay with the 6 o'clock birth time. So bottom line for you is you can strengthen your Saturn and your Jupiter. So I would even think Saturn is even more important because it's definitely afflicted and it definitely rules your self-initiatives, younger siblings, and your longevity of life. So the dark blue sapphire gemstone or dark blue colors would be really good. Even black colors would be good. For you, do not buy white clothing at all and do help elderly women on Mondays from time to time. That would be a very, very good remedy for your chart. So these are the main points. You have Mars in the ninth house that might connect you or your father with military, construction, engineering, fire, police, that type of thing. Does that make sense at all?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. These are the main points, Jack. You're in a Rahu main period until 2021, another 5 years. So I would feed the birds in the morning and help afflicted persons from time to time. You have Rahu in the fifth house. It gives you a voracious, active mind. It's good for education, and it could give you multiple children. How many children do you have?
Two.
All right. There's no real serious affliction there. I'm happy about that. But I really want you to strengthen your Saturn and strengthen your Jupiter, and it will give you much smoother sailing in life. All right. You take care. I'm here if you need me, and I hope this is helpful.
Very much. Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling, Jack. And Jack, if you do manage to find that exact time of birth, touch base with David. Maybe he can fine-tune that chart for you.
I was amazed. It was very, very accurate.
Well, I'm glad, and I thank you for not only calling, telling me your story, but celebrating with us our ninth anniversary.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And David, that's going to wrap up this edition of Tell Me Your Story. I thank you so much for taking so much time and sharing with us and our callers, and look forward. You know, you were our very first guest here on Tell Me Your Story 9 years ago. And that's why I have you back, and I try to have you back more often if we can, and encourage people to call in. And we'll do this again very, very soon.
All right, you take care, Richard. Always a pleasure to work with you. You're a good people, and your listeners are good people. I enjoy it.
Thank you very much. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next time, love Talal.